Welcome to the after show. Christy, Tony, and newly engaged Nikki Rudd.
Oh, it sounds so nice.
It does, doesn't it?
Tell our podcast listeners how it all happened, Nick.
So was went on a family ski trip over the weekend, and we were going out for a night ski, and I'm slower than the boys, and so they're ahead of me, and then I come up to them, and I see Shane's on the ground moaning. And I'm like, what is going on? He's like, I wiped out. I can't get up. I need your hand.
Oh,
so I go over. Thinking,
did he say,
oh
no,
gosh.
The other hand? No.
And I'm like, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? I said, do I need to get ski patrol? And he's like, no, help me up. And then he asked me to marry him, and he totally fooled me. I really thought he was hurt.
I love that so much. That's
did
so
you have
sweet.
Any inkling that this was going to happen this
I did
weekend?
Not think it was going to happen on the ski trip. I had no clue. I figured he was going to ask me at some
eventually.
Point soon.
Yeah. So you don't have no date yet, right?
No date. No
How
date.
Long have you been together officially?
A year and 7 months.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's good.
So he always said he would not marry me unless we've had 2 years together.
Oh, right. There you go. I said that to Jason. I said 3 years.
Wow.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Did you guys wait 3 years?
3 years before we even got engaged.
Oh, my gosh, Christy.
And then the fourth year we were supposed to get married, but the Inn on the Lake wasn't available. So we waited till the next year, which was 5 years, which was, I don't know why we waited. Like, we knew.
Wow.
I don't know. But that's you think crazy. You know everything, but you don't. No, I'm kidding. It's wonderful. Oh, yeah. What so you, happy for you.
You have some life lessons for like me?
That. Oh, believe me, does she ever.
Yeah, yeah. Does he help do the dishes?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Oh, enjoy
and
that
so do
now.
The boys.
Enjoy that now.
Are you serious?
I feel like it changed. So at some point, he was, I cook, you clean, the dishes up, and we had a system, and then COVID hit, and I don't know what happened.
Stop it.
Yeah, all of a sudden, he lazy.
But this was just since COVID. It's not like after 2 years of marriage.
It probably started before, but I didn't pay attention.
You know, Nikki, here's the deal. And as I told Christy, now I don't know if this happened with you, but this is what happens with most people. You are still watching the recruitment film.
I'm still in it?
Yes.
Yeah.
How long does the recruitment film last?
Until they stop doing stuff.
Well, it depends on everybody's different, you know?
No, I don't know.
It could be, you know, a year. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe
Three
it doesn't.
Years.
Maybe this is him. Maybe this is it. You know, he still cleans and helps to clean up and does stuff, you know, blah, blah, blah.
I hear
stuff.
There are men like that, actually. Yeah. My sister says that her fiance helps too. I said, once again, he's your fiance.
Oh, okay. This is brutal news.
And just so you know, also today, Christy and I were talking about this earlier. According to a recent survey, women are now doing twice as much work around the house than they did a year ago,
mainly because of
COVID. Yeah, and then kids are many more times as messy over the last year than they have
been
because they're home. So now you're just walking into this. You just watch it. We're making this terrible.
Great,
aren't we,
great Christy? Guys. This
I know,
is
right?
great.
No, this is wrong.
Marriage is wonderful.
Way to lift me up.
I know.
We're just messing with you. But I mean, reality, eventually. It's still great. It just turns out to where you feel like you're doing more, and they probably feel like they're doing more, too. Do you feel like that, Tony, or do you know your wife does more?
I know my wife does more, but I know that she knows that I do a lot. Because you know I do a lot.
Yep.
I'm not going to...
Well, Tony,
does do stuff. He just doesn't do what I want him to do.
Tony, you always had some great advice when it comes to relationships.
Well,
that you've said ever since I've known you.
My father was a great father and a great husband, and he always, you know, when I got married, he said, here's how it works. I give your mother everything she wants, and she gives me everything I want. That way we both win.
Yeah.
And it's all the time. And I will tell you this, marriage is not 50-50. You know the one of my father's sayings. Marriage is not 50-50. It's 100-100. Plain and
that's
simple.
That's the one. That's the one. Or what was it?
One.
Or did you say 110-110?
No, I said 100-100, but you know, whatever. But it is. It's 100-100, and that's what it comes down to.
And he does always have advice because things that Tony has said in the past does stick in my head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
Like,
we're all the same,
Christy. It's just how much you can put up with.
That's what men are. As a matter of fact, online, last week on Facebook, somebody said, can you give me some advice about men? And I wrote, they're all the same, pick one.
Yeah, exactly. Basically, yes. And I did.
Oh, my goodness.
And you did, too. Look at you. Yeah. I'm so excited. This
no,
is so fun.
We're very happy for you. It is wonderful news. And I
well, guys,
wait.
Even my ex-husband's sister commented on my Facebook page. Oh. I just saw it.
What'd she say?
Oh, nice. She said, let me find it here. You look so beautiful, or you look beautiful and happy. So happy for you.
Aw, yeah, see, everybody's so happy for you because you're a happy person. We're happy for you. This is your happiness. Second time around is the charm. Trust us.
I sure hope so.
Yeah,
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is.
He sounds like an amazing guy.
He really is.
Yeah.
He seriously. He does. I haven't met any other man like him.
Yep. Perfect. And that's what I said about Jason when I met him too.
Right.
Is he also like the least annoying man you ever met?
Oh gosh, yeah.
Yeah. Right?
I actually love being with him all the time.
Exactly.
That's perfect.
As much as I complain about Jason, he is so much fun and I joke around and give him a hard time. But also I would rather be around Jason than anyone else.
Right.
Yeah.
And so you feel that way about Shane. I know Tony feels that way about Kim.
Yeah.
I don't know if she feels that way about him, but you know.
Wouldn't blame her if she didn't. But, so I promised to tell you how King George II and Elvis are what they have in common. Okay? This is a terrible story. But King George II, how he died. Nikki, I thought of you when I saw this. His heart exploded while he was pooping.
No,
because he was
didn't.
Pushing extra hard.
No.
So King George II died on the throne, as did Elvis Presley. I don't know if you know that.
His blockage.
They found, 42 pounds of blockage. 42 pounds of blockage, and Elvis died on the throne. He was trying to, yeah. So that's that. So two kings died on the throne.
So King George II, you said?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And it was 1760. This poor man, everyone knows.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
I love how they put it on EnglishMonarchs.com.
Oh, I didn't know there was a .com for
English. 1760, George II was blind in one eye and hard of hearing. He died on the 25th of October, 1760, at the age of 76, of an aortic dissection whilst using the toilet at Kensington Palace.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Whilst using the toilet. Yeah.
I wonder if they blocked that lavatory off, because that's where Princess Di lived for a while, right? In Kensington? I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Oh, my gosh.
I told you that pizza must be different in Italy. Because I know in the United States, people who eat pizza, especially the one that ones that come out of the factories, I call them, the stuffed crust, this and all, hot dogs in the crust. Well, in Italy, it turns out that people who eat pizza more frequently in Italy live longer.
Oh my gosh!
I know, right?
They think it's
lipoproteins
study.
Or something. Huh. Something about. So, yes, so
this
eat pizza.
This changes everything,
It
right?
changes everything. That's right.
My world has just changed.
And Tom Brady was on the Late Late Show last night with James Corden. You got that cut, Christy?
Now,
It was, and now we'll play the whole cut this time. We didn't play the whole thing on the air, but this is him during the boat parade, and James is reliving it with him.
Hold on, I got to get back up there.
All right.
I don't know why I'm not getting
do,
up there.
Got it.
It was an amazing thing to watch, as was, I have to say, the boat parade was equally as fantastic to watch. You got a little daring.
I don't remember that quite as well.
With the Lombardi Trophy. If you don't remember it, take a look. I mean, I know the outcome and my heart's still in my mouth when I see it. Was there any bit of you thinking, what do I do if this goes in the water?
Okay, first of all, I was not thinking at that moment. It was not a thought. It was, this seems like really fun to do. And not to mention, when you get your hands on one of those trophies, there are a lot of really sharp edges on the bottom, where the stand is. Obviously, the ball is what it is, but... And then I found out later that had that been an incomplete pass, that would have went down like 80 feet.
Oh, you're never seeing it again.
So
you even
I'm
hear,
so happy to Cam.
Whose voice is it that you hear say, no? Can you indeed? There's somebody shouts, no, don't do it.
That's my little 8-year-old daughter. The daddy,
oh,
no.
Oh, no.
And who could imagine that an 8-year-old girl would have the most sense of anybody in that whole area at the time. Like, she's the voice of reason. I mean, go figure.
I gotta say,
it was really cute.
It was so brilliant seeing you having such a great time.
It was. It was fun watching him have fun because he's so serious on the gridiron, you know?
He was definitely live not a little. Thinking, yes.
Yeah. Well, he did live a little. It was hilarious. He was Gronk for a day, is what he was.
Exactly.
He was. I think so Gronk was holding him up at one point.
I think he was. Gronk walked him off, yeah.
Yes.
Nikki, I forgot. I wanted to make one more point about pizza. Have you heard about the latest pizza out of Iowa?
What?
Out of Des Moines, Iowa. You should be ashamed. I want you to go back to Des Moines and tell them stop this. It's pizza with cream cheese and icing and Fruit Loops. Okay?
Oh, my gosh. This sounds amazing. That sounds amazing. Oh, my gosh. I need some. Where are they serving this?
I have no idea, but it came out of Des Moines, Iowa.
That's where I grew up. I bet it's Fong's. Fong's Pizza has all this amazing stuff.
Really?
Okay. Yes.
Well, they tell them I don't approve. All right.
Actually, yes, it's Fong's. It's at Fong's.
Look at you.
And it looks amazing.
Can we order one?
Girl, this looks so good.
Will they ship it to us?
No, it does not look good. It looks terrible.
It looks amazing. It's like dessert pizza.
Yeah. Actually, it sounds pretty good now that you mention it.
Oh, you guys, you have no taste.
Icing? Is that like cinnamon? Icing?
Yeah, just like the cinnamon one.
Like the cinnamon roll icing?
Yes.
I don't know if it's cinnamon, but it could just be, you know.
Well, the cinnamon roll icing. It doesn't sound it's so good.
Girl, that cream cheese. Yes.
Yes.
Come on now.
I'm really excited. I want some now.
And by the way, you guys, I always talk about how cheap I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to buy used clothing because why in the world would you pay full price for new stuff?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm on Poshmark all the time. Mm-hmm. I already bought a little cute little reception wedding dress.
Oh, you're so excited.
Very nice.
I got it for $22.
That's awesome. Right.
Well, now you just got to make sure it fits a year and a half from now.
Oh, honey, please. It might get a little too big. I'm going to go on a weight loss spree.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow. Okay. Don't lose any more.
Don't lose any more.
Only 10 more. I'm good to go.
I applaud you because I love to lose 10 pounds, but that seems like an awful lot of work.
Yeah. Oh, come on, Tony.
No, it is.
Easy
No, it's
peasy.
Not. Maybe for you. You're one of those athletic people. I am not.
Oh, it's all about what you eat.
I know. Believe me, and how much you eat. So
portion control.
Yeah, that's the tough part with Tony. All right, gang. We covered pizza. We covered Elvis. We covered the engagement. All right, we'll see you on the radio. And warm it on 1.3. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
See ya.